My grandfather was born in 1903 and remembered the nation's fight to win World War I. In fact, my grandfather was pretty angry when his father sold one of their best mules to be sent to Europe during the war. It was a common story in the Heartland, and we take a look back on this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
There were about 11 million soldiers killed, both friend and foe, during World War I. As Doran Card explains, they weren't the only deaths in battle.
And when you really think about the number of animals that died in World War I, anywhere between 4 and 6 million, especially draft animals, the sheer numbers of the draft animals that died in the war is just a staggering, and it's a thing that we really need to remember.
Many animals were killed on their way to the war when their ships were sunk by the enemy at sea. The numbers that came from Missouri mule farms was quite large.
At least to the British from Missouri, at least 150,000 to 180,000 draft animals were sent over. And that was just for the British.
Although mechanization was replacing the need for mules on the farm, even in World War II, mules were still in demand.
Mules were used as pack animals in Italy, especially by American troops, carrying ammunition, carrying mortars, carrying machine guns over the mountains. In other areas, Germans were still primarily a draft animal army, even though their tanks were part of the Blitzkrieg. They were still using draft animals to haul the artillery pieces all the way up until 1945.
Interestingly, Dorn has found himself understanding a lot about mules as a curator of the National World War I Museum.
I have great respect for the mules of World War I. We couldn't have had the kind of activities that occurred without the mules themselves.
It's a story you can see here at the only museum in the nation solely devoted to World War I. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.